upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Oh, leadoff positions up here for the Royals. And the bottom of the first inning, the Royals, they got some work to do as they're trailing 3-0. But a lot of game to go as leading things off, Hannah Scully, followed by Ari Cavanaugh, Claire Nelson, Macy Vollert, then the Owie girls back-to-back, and then the designated player tonight, Jess Norton. She's batting the seventh spot, and then Delaney Hahn at eight, and Emerson Bry, she will be ringing up the ninth spot. If you're looking for dinner plans tonight, come on over. Got the grill lined up right behind me. That wind that was blowing so hard earlier that the Lowry seasoning that they were putting on the burgers, that was actually blowing on me. So now I don't think I have to shower because I'll smell good, I guess. Unless you're a vegetarian, then I guess maybe not, but I digress anyway. As first pitch in there, that's going to be high to Schooley. Griesbach, she comes in with some very impressive numbers into the season, even though it's just a 3-3 record. 42 innings pitched, she's allowed 22 hits, 16 runs, only 9 of which were earned. She's got a 1.50 ERA. As pitch in there hits the outside corner for a 1-1 count to Schooley. Thankfully that getting drenched with Lowry seasoning here earlier in the game, thankfully it wasn't deer season because the deer would look at me and lick their lips instead of me looking at them doing that. And his big hit there for Scully goes foul. 1-2 count, Tana. The chef extraordinaire, Mr. Nelson, laughing. Start my turkey season tomorrow, so thankfully turkeys don't smell. I mean, they do smell. if you've ever turkey hunted, you know what I'm talking about. It's pitch going to be just a little bit outside, in the words of the past Bob Uecker, just a bit outside. Count levels up 2-2. Nobody down here. Leadoff batter for the Royals, bottom of the first inning. Riesbach looks in, pitches home. And that's fouled way out of play. Almost lands on Highway 54 heading out of town. Not about halfway there. The wind took that, of course. Griesbach gets ready. 2-2 count. Fires that in. That's lifted to left field, and that will fall for a hit for Schooley. As there's a little bit of a bobble there by the left fielder, and that allows Schooley to get to second base. So the Royals in business here in their bottom half of the first inning. Oh, that'll bring up Ari Cavanaugh. As I said last night, she had a heck of a game. 3-for-3 in the game. Scored a run. 2 doubles. She gets a hang of this one, gets a hold of this one, and that goes to left field. It could get out of here, folks. So keep an eye on this one. His first pitch, that's going to be high. Ball one. Got to think that Auburndale's being a little cognizant of it. So try to jam her inside, and that goes opposite field. And that gets right into the glove, a stretched out glove of the second baseman. Heck of a play for the Eagles. So 4-3, first out of the inning for the Royals. And that'll bring up Claire Nelson as she looks to try to bring home Schooley and cut into that lead. One down in the inning for the Royals, bottom first inning. Swing and a miss for Claire. As she will be down to the count. No balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be grounded foul for Nelson as she's down to the count now 0-2. Royals trying to get one back here at a minimum. And 9-1-2 batters due up again for the Eagles in the second inning. Nearly batted around the order in the first. Nelson stands in. Pitch, that's foul. As we reload and do it again. 0-2 count, one down. For Nelson, 3-0 lead for the Eagles. Runner on second for the Royals, that being Anisculi. Claire Nelson stands in there. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And down goes Nelson. First strikeout of the contest here for Griesbach. And that'll bring up Macy Vollert. Vollert drove in the first run last night. His hits were a little bit at a premium. Macy hits it up. High infield pop. Range it over the second baseman, and she's got it. That's going to be a 1-2-3-4 inning in for the Royals, as it will be no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. So, through one, 3-0 lead, Auburndale over the Royals, and it will be the 9-1-2 batters due up for the Eagles here in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Nine-one-two batters due up for the Auburndale Eagles. Here in the top of the second inning, it's going to be Jalen Scherr due up. So the first pitch pops up center field, ranging a little bit to her right is Ari Cavanaugh, and she's got it. So one up, one down for the Eagles. And that'll bring up Maya Krings, one for one of the game with a double, scored a run. So we'll see if the Royals can stem the tide, so to speak. And there's a grounder right past the third baseman, and that went foul. That was a close one. Coach Schulte saying, no, 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 that went over the bag. And home plate umpire says, no, 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 it did not. So we're going to go with what the umpire says. And we'll play on 0-1 count to Krings. Krings, 250 average coming into today. She's had a nice little start to the season. One ball, one strike, one out to Krings. Coming up here, top of the second. Pitch low, bounced in there. 2-1 count to Krings. Definitely tell we're getting a little bit deeper into the spring season. You might not be able to feel it today with the wind and the cold. You can take a look at some of the trees and shrubs. The buds are swelling, getting ready to burst. New foliage on the way. Looking forward to that when that fire danger goes down. Another pitch going to be outside. Ball three. 3-1 count coming to Krings. And that's called strike on the inside high corner. And count goes full to Krings. One down in the inning. 3-0 ball game in favor of Auburndale over the Royals. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled right back into the screen. So we reload and do it again. Walking around the yard earlier this afternoon with my mother and took a look at some of the shrubs in her yard, and yeah, they're getting ready. They know it's spring. Some of the hyacinths are getting ready to bloom. And that pitch popped up. That's getting to left field. Range, you know, her left fielder is there. Has quick squeeze of the glove, and there you have it. Two down for the Eagles. And that brings up Morgan Griesbach. She's 0 for 0 in the game. She had a walk in that first inning. Did score a run, however. First pitch, high. 1-0 count to Griesbach. Two down. Royals, again, looking to stem the tide, shut down that offense after the three-run first and get back into this contest. As there's a bunt right to Vollert. Vollert grabs it, fields in time to first. 1-2-3 inning to limit bounce back from that. First inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And we're 1.5 through as we will have the, I believe that will be the 5-6-7 batters due up here in just a few moments here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Every town I go in, there's a street. Playing some pretty good jams today there, Seth. I'm really liking it. Got some good tunes as always, my friend. As we have the bottom of the second inning coming your way here. Again, 5-6-7 batters due up. As first one up, the Royals is 12, and that's Elena Owie. Elena Owie comes up to bat as she had a key hit. She drove in the winning run from last night's contest over the Eagles. This pitch, it comes in from Griesbach. And that was fouled back, and that was fouled right back to where I would have been standing, or right where I am standing. Thankfully, there's a fence there. I'm not known for moving too quickly anymore, so thank you, fence. Thank you, City of Wisconsin Rapids. It's a 0-1 count to Lane Howie. Pitch, that's going to be a low. We'll count levels, one ball, one strike. In Easter week, I want to wish everybody a very happy Good Friday and Easter. Happy Easter. Season renews as pitch is high and goes ball, two balls, one strike to Lane Howie. Not sure what, if I got any Easter plans, come to think of it. I might be turkey hunting. We'll see. It's up to them. So here's a pitch, and that's going to be just a touch high. Count goes, three balls, one strike to Lane Howie. First leadoff batter of the inning for the Royals, so that'd be kind of neat if she was able to get on base. Griesbach rocks, fires, and that's going to be called strike. Lower portion of the zone. Good call, I thought. Yes. Count goes full. Elena Howie. Sister Brianna next. Griesbach delivers home. That's going to be high. And ball four as Howie takes her base. And that brings up Brianna Howie. Number 14 for the Royals. Then after that, Jess Norton, designated player. Norton, she can hit the ball a long ways. So we'll see what Owie can do. Maybe we can get two on here. There's runner on first. Pitch inside from Griesbach. Ball, one ball, no strike, count. Let's see if the Brewers can reload tonight. And that was a rough outing last night. Caught a little bit of that. And, oof. Seen some rough outings. And they've had a few of them this season. Yeah, it's ball two. That's going to be high. 2-0 count to Brianna Howie. Yeah, well, they're going to have their work cut out for them. Going against Jack Flaherty, the old St. Louis Cardinal Dodger. He's a upper-level pitcher. The ball comes in. That's going to be grounded third. Third to second in time. Fielder's choice not in time to first. So, Brian Howie, fielder's choice to first. 5-4 on the putout. Yes. Designated player, Jess Norton, comes to the plate. One down, one on for Norton. She's getting kind of a every other game approach this season. Royals have good numbers on the team this year. Last few years they've had 10-11 as there's a grounder right back to pitcher. Howie gets to second. Norton not in time to first, so Brianna Howie goes to second. 1-3 on the ground out by Norton, bringing up Delaney Hahn, third baseman. Yeah, we've seen some rough starts from the Brewers this year. We've seen some good starts from them as well. So young in the season to say anything about the sample size. Can't really get too many conclusions one way or the other. His first pitch going to be out of the zone. One ball, no strikes to Norton. Hahn, excuse me. Another pitch in there. That's going to be inside. So 2-0 count to Hahn, two down, runner on second for the Royals, bottom of the second inning, trailing 3-0 to Auburndale. Swing and a miss for Hahn. Count goes 2-1. Being so early in the season, it was kind of weird. You look at the standings before everybody plays yesterday. Swing and a miss there again for Hahn. Count goes deuces wild. 2-2, 2 down, second inning. The Brewers second place by half game over in St. Louis. My team sitting in fourth place. And after the games got played last night, St. Louis was in second place. Kind of weird how that goes, as there's a pop fly just out of the infield. And that is pulled in by the second baseman, Grimm. And there's your inning. For the Royals, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. Two in the books here at Robinson Park, where Auburndale, they hold a 3-0 lead for the Assumption Royals softball action, as the 3-4-5 batters due up for the Eagles here in just a few moments here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
One swing of the bat and one hit for Braylee Grimm as she hit it deep in the hole to short. That was a clean catch on the grounder by Schooley. Throw to first just a hair late. So a leadoff single for the Eagles as we start inning number three, where Auburndale leads 3-0 over the Royals. Brings up next Nenica Blomberg as she's 1-for-1 in the game with a double, 2 RBI, and scored a run. Swing and a miss. His snap throw back to first is not in time, but count goes 1-1 to Blomberg. First time this season, was able to see co-coach Rob Schill, as he's traveling the country watching his youngest daughter. Ava Schill pop up behind the plate, caught by Claire Nelson. So there's one down quickly. And that keeps Grimm stranded at first. Bringing up now Taylor Anderson, who's one for one, single in an RBI in the contest. Yeah, Rob Schill, he's traveling around watching Ava play for UW Green Bay. Pitching, having a pretty good spring. Could be worse, could be better, could be worse. So good for her. Hopefully she's doing well for the Phoenix. Haven't had a chance to look up too many numbers yet, but they play so many darn games in college. Pitch on the way, snap throw to first, and that's closer, but still not in time as count goes 1-1. One down in the top of the third, runner on first. It's good to see Rob back of the diamond. Great guy. Known him quite some time. Same with Charlie Nelson. Even though I don't know too many people that like admitting that they know Charlie, but I'll claim him. He's a good guy. Have to say that with his family around. It's 1-1 count here to Taylor Anderson. As there's a grounder, fair ball this time. And that gets into the corner, picked up by the left fielder, and that's just going to be a single. And that one, you know, that's one of those where you watch it happen, and that one that was close earlier, the Coach Schulte was adamant it was fair ball, and he ruled foul. That one looked more foul than that one, and he ruled fair, so hopefully there's not some makeup calls going on there. But it was close, nonetheless, and so there's a bunt attempt. Successful, as that will be a 1-3 for Chesney Nagel for two down, but that does the trick as it moves Grimm up to third and Anderson over to second. So two down, two on here coming up now for Maya Katzenberger. She's one for one with a double in the game. So got to be careful here. She's proven she can hit a swing and a miss. So she's on down in the count, 0-1. Getting some updates here for some of the other games. I was sent the update. Rapids is up on Marshfield, 4-0 in the third over at the Quadplex. So hopefully the Red Raiders can take a jump on the cross-county rivals, Marshfield. Another pitch in there, and that's a ball. 1-1 count, two down to Katzenberger. Swing and a miss to Maya, and the count goes. One ball, two strikes, two down. Deuces semi-wild. One ball, two strikes, two down, two on. Top of the third. Ballert getting ready to deliver what could be the payoff pitch. It's on the way. That's going to be high. Count goes 2-2. And Nakusa playing Mauston this afternoon. Another South Central Conference game. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low. And the count goes full to Katzenberger. Two-0 lead for Nakusa over Mauston right now. Hopefully the Papermakers can pull off another one. Pitch on the way. That's going to be called. Strike three inside corner. Down goes Katzenberger looking. And you have no runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We are through 2.5. Where the Royals bring up their 9-1-2 batters. Coming up here on 105.5 FM. WRI in just a moment.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Something's wrong because my mind is fading. And everywhere I look, 9-1-2 batters due up for the Assumption Royals. as it will be Emerson Bry due up, lead things off, then followed by Anna Schooley and Ari Cavanaugh. If anyone gets on base, it'll be Claire Nelson and potentially even Macy Ballard. So see what the Royals can do here as we prepare for the bottom half of inning number three, where Auburndale leads 3-0 over the Royals. Griesbach having a decent outing so far. Pitch on the way, and that's slapped foul. Way foul. So one count to Bry. Just saying, the Royals, they've got a good 16, 17, 18 kids on the squad this year. The last couple of years, even the year they won the state title, is pop up in foul territory, range it over, third baseman, and catch for Maya Katzenberger. And we've got one down. F5, we're scoring at home. Our out number one, and that brings up Schooley. One for one with the double. Stranded on second base in the first inning. It was even the year that the Assumption Royals, they won the state title in Division 5. They only had, well, I'd say, what, 11 kids on the roster? Well, this is a good swing for them as they have more on the roster. And, you know, the more kids you have in practice competing for a limited number of spots, only makes you better. This ball is, it's a ball on the first pitch to Schooley. 1-0 count, one down, bottom third, and swing and a miss. That fooled Schooley. That went inside low, and she swung on it, so count goes 1-1. And of course, the Royals, they only really lost one player from last year, the center fielder. For Lydia Smith's pitch, and that's lined right over the glove of the pitcher. Picked it up, is not in time. Was Grimm not in time as Schooley legs out an infield single. One down, one on for the Royals, and that brings up Ari Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh 4-3, 0-1 in the first inning on a 4-3 put out. That just barely got over the pitcher's glove. And just got over towards the base. Second baseman had to range over and just not enough time to beat out Schooley. Pitch on the way, and that hits the bottom of the zone. 0-1 count to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh was a manager on that team as she was an eighth grade student. So she's been around this game. She knows what it takes to be successful. Pitch, and that goes opposite field. That's going to be killed by the wind, but still pulled up, caught by the right fielder, and then throw back to first, not in time. Nearly a double play, so allowed out there for Cavanaugh. Still Schooley gets back there, and that brings up Claire Nelson, who's 0-1 of the game with a strikeout in that first inning. We'll see if she can get on base this time around. Two down here, bottom third inning, 3-0 lead for the Eagles of Auburndale over the Assumption Royals. Griesbach, that's going to be foul ball. 0-1 count. Check a couple other scores going on, if I can. Well, let's see what we got here, ladies and gentlemen. Softball-wise, Rapids is still up 4-2 now over the Tigers. Swing and a miss for Nelson. Now she's down to count 0-2. Port Edwards up over Bowler, 4-3. It's good to see. Auburndale, 5-0 over the Royals on the baseball diamond. 3-0 in a coos over Mauston right now. And that's fouled out of play, so fighting off to see another pitch is Claire Nelson. We'll see what this next pitch does. Potential payoff pitch on the way for Griesbach. This pitch on the way, and that's going to be grounded foul up the first base side. So another pitch coming the way of Claire Nelson. In my evening in Nacoosa last night at softball and baseball, got to catch all the softball game. Again, no hitter by Jackie Bedell. As the Papermakers beat Athens 11-0 in 5. As there's a grounder up the first base side, and that's foul yet again for Nelson. So she sees another pitch. Still 0-2 count. One runner on. That's Schooley. Two down. Trailing Auburn Nail 3-0. Bottom third inning. But the Wildlife was out last night in Nakusa. A whole bunch of ospreys and eagles flying around using this high winds to patrol. As there's a throw down to second. And that is not in time as Schooley swipes the bag. Stolen base for Schooley. So runner in scoring position on that outside low pitch, trying to get Nelson to chase. She did not take the bait. So runner in scoring position for Nelson. And 1-2 count, two down, 3-0 lead for Auburndale. Next up will be Macy Vollert. As pitch inside low, and count goes 2-2. Deuce is wild here. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner on second. See what Nelson can do here. Flag flying in the breeze. Way out to left center as that's fouled up the first base side. Lucky the wind didn't catch that and push it fair. As that wind is a whipping. That flag's getting a workout today. Griesbach fires to home. And that's hit out of the infield as they're waving Schooley home. And the throw is not in time. RBI single by Claire Nelson. And the Royals are on the board. Well, that was a big stolen base there for Assumption. And they're back in this game 3-1. Bringing up Macy Vollert. Macy Vollert, 0-for-1 in the game, flew out to second. Barely caught by the second baseman. Big leaping catch as throw down low. That's ball. 1-0 count, 2 down, runner on first. 3-1 game now. Auburndale over the Royals. Trying to extend the inning. A swing and a miss by Vollert. Count goes 1-1. Coach Nelson giving words of encouragement to Vollert. His count goes 1-1. Two down, runner on first. Griesbach fires home. And that's going to be a called strike right down the middle. Good call. Count goes 1-2. So we'll see what Griesbach fires in here now, a potential payoff pitch for her. As that's going to be grounded, gobbled up by a third baseman. Third to first in time. It goes Krings to Anderson in time. 5-3 on the putout. But not before the Royals. They get on the board. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. That's a little bit more of a new ball game here, folks. As we go to the top of the fourth inning where Auburndale leads 3-1, and it will be their 8-9-1 batters due up here just in a few moments here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student-athletes in Wisconsin.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There definitely is something happening here in Robinson Park, and what it is, it's a softball game. I'm pretty sure I know what this is. It's top of the fourth inning, Auburndale holding a 3-1 lead over the Assumption Royals. Again, it is the 8-9-1 batters due up for the Eagles as they try to get a couple more runs across. The Royals got a big one last bottom half of the third inning. They can maybe crawl back in this one. We don't know. We'll be here as long as it takes, however. As hit, that goes drilled to left, and that is caught. Left fielder is there. Line out on the first pitch, L7, on the first out of the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jalen Scherr, who's 0-for-1 in the contest. Standing in, Scherr. Vollert delivers. It's going to be a little high and inside. And 1-0 count to the Auburndale Eagle. Checking more scoreboards here. Nothing, well, 7-0 now is Auburndale over the Royals in baseball. Unfortunate there. Auburndale's pretty good, though, on the diamond. So that's, you don't always want to see a loss. Not every loss is a good loss, but it's not a bad one losing to Auburndale if that is how things go. As there's a bunt hit foul third base side. That traveled a little ways. Had to wait for it as Hahn waited. And now the count goes 1-2. The Scherr. And we'll see. 1-2 count, one down. And that's popped up. That will be caught by the second baseman, Owie. And diving schoolie is everybody's okay, thankfully. That could have been bad news. As there we go. That'll be a pop-up to second. And two down already. I think there's only been a handful of pitches as that brings up Maya Krings. As she's 1-for-2 with a double and run scored. She flew out to left in her last at-bat. First pitch, low and inside. So 1-0 count. The chef du jour behind me, Mr. Nelson, he said, you know, next time maybe I'll bring some venison for me. Fry some up some venison after I made a comment about maybe I smell good to the deer, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's an idea worth pondering. I wouldn't turn him in. Pitch way high. Well, that'll be a ball. So count goes 2-1 to Krings. That line out there by Kylie Carroll. That was a nice one. She ranged right on in. And there's a foul ball again. So right up the third base side. We can get to do it again. Vollert getting ready to deliver home. Deuce is wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Swing and a miss. Bringing the fastball up high was Vollert. And couldn't lay off was Krings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. 3.5 in the books. And it's 3-1. Auburndale over the Royals. The Royals coming up to bat. And it'll be the 5, 6, 7 batters due up for assumption. We'll have it here just in a few moments here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Keep on bringing the good tunes there, Seth. Awesome job as always. But we want to first give another awesome job announcement to all the to our high school sports. Is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB, and, of course, our good friends and Randy's good friends over at Homestead Golf Course. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715 424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. And you can listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. So big thank you to everybody there. As it was Elena Owie leading off the inning. Unfortunately, one pitch, one out. She grounded to second, second to first in time. The first out, and that now brings up Brianna Owie. She's no official at bat as she reached out fielder's choice in the, I believe that was second inning. Now she's down to the count, 0-2 to Griesbach. And she just hit that one foul up the third base side. Bottom fourth inning, 3-1 score, Auburndale over Assumption. Ben, thanks for joining me tonight. Mike Comer bringing you the action. Pitch on the way. And that's called strike three on the outside corner. Good call, good pitch. Look, go down looking, and that'll bring up Jess Norton with two down already in the fourth inning. I think when this game's over, get out of here and finalize packing up my gear to go try to get a turkey in the morning. We'll see what happens. It's up to them to show up. I'll be there. Swing and a miss for Norton. 0-1 count. People talk about how hard turkey hunting is or easy it is. I don't know whether it's easy or hard. You just got to be in the right place at the right time. As is life. Pitch low. Count level's 1-1. You just got to be in line at the gas station to get that winning lottery ticket. You got to be in the right place, right time. That works. Something Mr. Nelson knows all about. Pitch fouled way out. First base side, 1-2 count to Norton. I like catching a home run ball, too. Got to be right place, right time. Or not getting that speeding ticket. I'm sure we can all agree on that one. Try not to do that, though. That's going to be low and outside. Count levels 2-2. Deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch on the way, and Nelson, did Norton hold up? I guess she did. That was close, but she held up. Now they're appealing to first to the bases umpire, and he says no, she did not go. Oh, I understand the delay, and I thought it was. And now it's a full count to Norton. She can get on. And that's a called strike as she strikes out looking. And then we no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're through four. Heading to the fifth here. Top of the fifth inning, due up for the Eagles. 2-3-4 batters. And we'll have that for you here again momentarily on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I don't care what kind of weather you play Carlos Santana in, but when you play Carlos Santana, it automatically feels a little bit warmer. As the Royals are going to need their bats to heat up just a little bit more as they trail Auburndale. 3-1 softball action here at Robinson Park, Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks to everybody joining us out there tonight. Seth Haviger back in the studio. Big thank you to everybody making this contest possible on our airwaves to our listeners. His first pitch on the way. Morgan Griesbach, that's fouled out of play. And she's 0-for-1 in the game. She did walk and score a run in the first, but then she grounded out in the second. There's another pitch in there. That's going to be a little high. 1-1 count. Big shout out to my good buddy John Von Wald. Giving a listen, driving around town. Thanks for listening, buddy. There's a grounder up the third base side. Goes foul. No, count goes 1-2. To Griesbach. The wind's still whipping out there. Not quite as bad now, but she was going earlier. Boy, oh boy, was it going. Ballert pitch. That's going to be just a little bit high. Again, do it again. Two balls, two strikes. As the sun's setting, still plenty of time with the sun, though, however. As count goes full, three balls, two strikes to Griesbach. Pitch on the way, Vollert, and that hits her. That hits Griesbach right on the forearm, and she will get her base the hard way, as no at-bat will be recorded in that, unfortunately. I don't understand why. I guess it helps your on-base percentage. It doesn't help your batting average, and that's tough. But either way, we're calling a timeout here in Wisconsin Rapids as Rob Schill walks up in the pitcher circle. And they are talking things over, seeing what they want to do. I think they're making some lineup changes as we're going to see what happens here. They might be pulling Ari Kavanaugh in to pitch. We'll see what goes on here as Elena Aoi will be moving to center. And, of course, Kavanaugh goes to pitch. That'll move Vollert to second. Well, that's a tough way to pull from the game, but Royals still got plenty of time, however. As going out to, we'll double check where everybody goes because I could see them putting Emerson Bry into center. And then that's where they're going to put Aoi in right. So we'll see the exact adjustments as we will continue here in just a few moments here at Robinson Park. Auburndale leading 3-1 over the Royals here in the top of the fifth inning. Kavanaugh getting loose here. As we will give another big shout-out to all of our sponsors out there. High School Sports, proudly brought to you this season. Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids area, CVB, as well as Homestill Golf Course. Randy's good buddies. My friend's out there, too. Randy's not the only one that likes people out there. As WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners, please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. And you can listen to this on the radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So first pitch in there for Kavanaugh. And that is a strike. Second pitch in there. That's waved at as well. So quickly in the count. No balls, two strikes to Braylee Grimm. His Kavanaugh. That's a payoff pitch looking to come this way for Kavanaugh. Runner on first, hit by pitch, was the pitcher. There's another pitch in there, and that is a ball. It's Kavanaugh settling into the new role as pitcher, and those defensive alignments. Bry goes to center. Aoi goes to right. Elena, that is. Vollert goes to second, and Kavanaugh to first. Or Kavanaugh pitching, excuse me. Ranawi still at first. Nelson at catching. Delaney Hahn, third, and Anna Schooley at short. Kylie Carroll in left. His pitch comes in. It's grounded to first and just tagged out in the baseline by Brianna Howie. That will move up Griesbach. I'm going to ground to three unassisted is the out by Burley Grimm. That brings up Danica Blomberg. She's 1-for-2 in the game, 2 RBI. Has a double to her credit. We'll see what the Royals do to get out of this jam if they can. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be a little high and outside. So 1-0 count. Coming away, and this one is fouls. The count levels 1-1 to Danica Blomberg. There's some clouds in the southern horizon, but not much, as these guys are blue, blue, blue. Pitch popped up on the infield. Looking for it is Hahn, and she can't quite get it. Foul ball, however. She touched it in foul territory, went fair, but that's a tough one. You'd like to see her make that catch, so we'll see if she gets on the base. If she gets on the base, you have to go back and give her an error on that. I mean, technically, you could give her an error on it right now. She was camped out on it, and it was in her glove and popped out, but I always like to give the player the benefit of the doubt until they reach base or don't. As Blomberg, we'll see what she does here. 1-2 count, one down. Runner on second, and that's Griesbach. Pitch, and that is roped into right field. There's center around Griesbach. Player to pitch, to catch. No time for that. Not in time. And that will be an RBI single. And that it will go back into an air. E5 on that. Unfortunate, but that's how it goes. I mean, you make that catch, you get an extra out. And you don't know what happens there. So now the score goes 4-1. Eagles, top of the fifth inning, one down. First pitch coming on the way to Taylor Anderson. And that is a ball. She's 2-for-2 in the game with an RBI. Royals, they got to stem the tide here. As pitch in there for a strike. Checking some of the scores. Still 4-3. Port Edwards over Bowler, fourth inning. Top of the fourth. Base is loaded. And now they got out of it. So Port still up 4-3. Rapids up over Marshfield, 5-2 in baseball action. 8-0 Auburndale baseball as there's a stolen base opportunity and not in time. As there will be a walk to Anderson. Excuse me, there was a stolen base here for Blomberg. Anderson struck out for out number two. Double check what they're talking about, what was going on here. They got a little pause in play. They got a courtesy runner for the catcher. That'll bring up Chesney Nagel. As we have two down here in the inning. As we are inching closer to kind of crunch time for the Royals. Swing and a miss for number five, Chesney Nagel. That was Anderson who did go down for a strikeout here for out number two. Runner on second. That's Blomberg. As there's a pass ball off the glove of Nelson. Throws down on third. Not in time. So pass ball advances. Number four is that would be Alexis Goddard. So the Eagles in business, runner on third as there's a grounder hit to short. Schooley throws in time to Owie for the third out, stranding a runner. That's big play right there. So we have one run on one hit, one error, and one left on base. Royals, they're running out of time. Bottom of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 batters due up. They got to start getting something going here. And we will see if they do. We'll see that just in a few moments here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Out of touch, you're out of time, but we're not quite out of time yet. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 batters due up for the Royals, trailing 4-1 to Auburndale. It's probably one of my favorite Hall & Oates tunes right there, Seth. Good job. I always like Hall & Oates. His first pitch in there to Delaney Hahn, swing and a miss, 0-1 count. Update from Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids Baseball. They're tied in a 1-1 affair, third inning with the Lumberjacks. High pitch. Some sweet chin music nearly to Hahn. Count goes 1-1. Nothing intentional, of course. That was just a high pitch. Got away from her. Griesbach, as she settles in. Another delivery towards home on the way. And that is hit right center. That's going to be caught by the center fielder, ranging over. Outstanding pursuit there by Nagel. I thought that was going to get down, and it did not. So good job for the young lady there to line out for Hahn. L8, if you want to call it that, at home. And that'll bring up Emerson Bry. Bry, kind of a slap hitter. Left-handed batter's box. Pitch on the way, and she hits it opposite field in the hole. Shortstop, no throw, as there will be an infield hit there to get the Royals in business. Turn over the order for Schooley, and then potentially Kavanaugh and Nelson. For the Royals, you'd like to get at least one, but you really need a couple here. Stay in this contest. Bottom fifth, still two innings to go at least. But you don't want to put too much pressure on yourselves late. Schooley steps into the batter's box. Runner on, one down. Pitch high, 1-0 count. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be fouled. Kind of wonder if she would have let that go. It would have been a ball low and inside, but she thought she had a hit, so not going to fault her on that. Just judging by where the location was. Schooley stands back in there. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. And that's popped up on the infield. Shortstop calling for it. And shortstop Krings gets it. And you got two down. Fly out to short, two down, runner on first with Ari Kavanaugh due up. 0-2 in the game for his Kavanaugh. Ground out to second and a fly out to right. As Kavanaugh trying to get off the schneid here in this contest after going for 3-for-3 last night. And there's a grounder. Fair ball, third in, not in time, as that was a bobbling catch. She trapped it along the ground. So you've got two on, two down. I think you got to call that a single. I mean, it was close. You could maybe make an argument that it was an error because it was in time. It'll just be if it was an E3 or an E5. If you like to score games back at home. I'll bring up Claire Nelson as she fouls off the handle of her bat. 0-1 is the count for Nelson. So, lineup, do it again. 0-1 count, Griesbach to Nelson. And she freezes Nelson. That was a nice pitch. And she goes down 0-2 in the count. Nelson, she's 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI. That coming in the third inning. Big opportunity here for the senior. Pitch on the way. She hits it to center, and it's caught right by Nagel. And she didn't have to make more than two steps, and that's allowed out to center. And for the Royals, that's the fifth inning, ladies and gentlemen. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on. So that's a very unfortunate situation there in the fifth inning for the Royals, but still got two innings to go. But now,